Chapter 2. Attius sat on a stool in the corner of Silas's suburban apartment, four floors above a malodorous fishmonger, while Silas stuffed a small bag with travel essentials. A spare tunic, a leather sheet to make a tent. Attius carried the pole and ropes. A multi-purpose copper pot with a short wooden handle. A cup. A small coin purse. He looked around his apartment. Was that it? All he had to show for all his work and service? He was not a poor man, and in fact had a considerable sum deposited with a couple of bankers in Rome. But he hadn't done anything with it. He wasn't interested in art or theatre. He didn't drink much, didn't chase women, had no interest in acquiring a big property. A sudden chilling thought hit him. When had he become so boring? He glanced across at Attius, who was shelling a handful of nuts, tossing them up into the air and catching them in his mouth. As Silas watched, one of the nuts went down too far, and Attius doubled over, coughing explosively until a nut shot out across the room. "Mithras's balls," muttered Silas. "You can't even eat a nut without endangering yourself. How have I managed to keep you safe these years?" Attius grabbed a cup of water and swallowed, coughed, then swallowed again. "I think it's usually been you that put me in danger in the first place," said Attius when he had recovered his voice. "After all, who was it who gave me these nuts?" Silas tutted, slotted his knife into his belt, and gave one last look around his apartment. There was nothing else he wanted to take, nothing that he cared about leaving behind. Damn this life he led. Once he'd had something, a wife, a daughter, a place that he called home. All that was gone as a direct result of his own actions. Maybe that was why he was avoiding building up anything that he could call his own, whether it was possessions or a relationship. Was he scared of losing it?